How many of y'all know we're in the final days? Amen? If you don't know, you're in trouble. It's that simple. There is something that the Lord is revealing to me in all the things that we've been going through. Let me tell you, we go through a lot of stuff, don't we? Nothing is wasted time. No matter what you're going through, it's the process of preparation. Of course, sometimes we don't agree with the process of it, you know, whatever. We don't agree with this process, do we? But, you know, in that, it's a purpose of God fulfilling what he wants to do. See, as we go through stuff, we change. Now, we're either going to buck it or submit to it. We're going to either trust God or trust ourselves. And so we go from what we call breakthrough to breakthrough. Everybody's looking for a breakthrough in something in their life. The breakthrough is, there are final breakthroughs that are complete. Then you go through the other. Why? Because everybody's about probably 100 breakthroughs they need. Everybody needs multiple breakthroughs. And in this multiple breakthroughs, God is molding his image and likeness and character in us. And what he's doing is preparing us for the next event to fit a position. Remember, his whole focus was that we be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus. So in this, we are coming to, in some areas right now, the final breakthrough. Everyone say final breakthrough. And the final breakthrough is the act of overcoming or penetrating any restriction with a full advancement, completing the final battle. Why? Because every one of us has breakthroughs that we need, and we're going from breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough to a final breakthrough. Amen? What is the final breakthrough? Breakthrough is the act of overcoming or penetrating any restriction with full advancement, completing the final battle. I'll say it again. The act of overcoming or penetrating any restriction with the full advancement, completing the final battle. That is the final breakthrough. Then you go to your other one. Again, we all have multiple breakthroughs, but there is a process of breakthroughs. In Matthew 13, verse 1. Final breakthrough. Boy, do we need it, don't we? You know, sometimes you can taste that final breakthrough. You know it's right there. And you've been going through everything. You've been discouraged. Nothing seems to have gone right. Seems like you keep starting over and over and over again. It's like, man, what the snap? When you get a breakthrough, it's like one step forward, three steps back. It's like, no matter what I'm doing, what the heck? But you got to keep going. You don't look back, you keep going. Why? Because you're going to reach that final breakthrough. Verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And the great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He was smart. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, these were three levels of breakthrough. Three things. Why? Breaking through to the final breakthrough. So many times we fall into these categories. Amen. Go to verse 19. Now, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who receives seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he what? He stumbles. Inconsistent, undisciplined, unstable. But these are processes. God's trying to bring an individual to the final breakthrough. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Again, these are the three levels of breakthrough until the final breakthrough. These are things that will happen to you and me. And they may repeat themselves many times. In Joshua 6, starting at verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its kings and the mighty men of valor. In other words, those were giants. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This shall do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, and every man straight before him. What happened? That was of what? The final breakthrough. But there was something they had to do. They had to be obedient. Now, it might not have made sense to a lot of people. What do you mean walk around this place? Blow the trumpets. Do this. But see, when you do what God tells you to do, it always works to the good. But the enemy's going to try to convince you and bring fear, doubt, and unbelief. It will cause you to hesitate. It will cause you to grumble and complain. It will cause you to question God all the time. That delays your breakthrough. And the enemy will distract you. Everybody okay? 2 Corinthians 4, in verse 7, please. You know, even when you're playing sports or doing whatever, practice makes perfect, doesn't it? You will find simple breakthroughs until a final breakthrough. You've been trying to hit that bullseye multiple times. And you keep missing, but you kept getting closer, closer and closer till you finally hit the bullseye, and then you hit it more than an average or above average. That's called breakthrough. Amen. In verse 7, is everybody there? Chapter 4, verse 7, let's speak it. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body, in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. We are hard-pressed. Why? Because crushing brings purification. You are being crushed just like a grape brings new wine. Amen? There must be a crushing. Why? Because God is preparing you for the final breakthrough. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, please. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching toward those things which are ahead. You know, we've spoken these scriptures multiple times. But this is life. This is how we live. We press toward the goal for the prize of the upper call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, we're pressing through the place of final breakthrough. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Powerful. Not only we're hard-pressed, but we're pressing towards our final goal, our final breakthrough. Everybody is. That's why we don't stop. We don't give up. We keep going. Galatians 6, verse 7, I'm sorry. Do not be what? Deceived. Is that Satan's greatest weapon? Yeah. It's not stopped yet. He's not removed yet. But he's in check. Amen? He's out on bail. But he's going back to prison soon. But see, you and I have the key. You and I can overcome him and all their works of evil if you're following and cooperating with the things of God. That's called grace. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he's going to what? Reap. So if you sow doubt, you're going to reap doubt. You sow unbelief, you're going to reap unbelief. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap what? Everlasting life. And let us not grow what? Weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Wow. Don't grow weary. Don't give up. 2 Corinthians 13, 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves as whether you are in the what? Faith. Because faith is what's going to bring you from breakthrough to breakthrough and then the final breakthrough. Without faith, you won't do it. You must know that you know that you know you're going to have a final breakthrough. If you don't, you won't get there. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Examine whether you're in the faith or in the flesh. If you're questioning God all the time, if you're doubting an area of what you just did, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I shouldn't have bought that car. It was too late. You bought it. Now you got to have faith to break through everything. If it breaks down, you got a faith so they can get fixed. You got to have faith. Without faith, nothing's going to happen. Amen? You might have invested in something, and it's not going the way you want. Don't question it. Trust God. Trust God. Amen? It's faith that brings you through breakthrough. And faith will continue to bring you to the final breakthrough. Without faith, it ain't going to happen. Woohoo! Hebrews 11:30. I've been in court battles. I've seen people in court battles. My trust was not in the attorney. My trust was in the Lord. And I listen to what the Lord says. If he says he's going to be my attorney, then he will. If he told me, guy, I don't want you to fix this, I got it. I let it be. But see, people who don't have that relationship don't understand those things. Well, why haven't you taken care of this? Because I wasn't told to. That's simple. Oh, you're evil. You're this, you're that. You're an idiot. You're deceived. And you are now not hearing from God because God doesn't speak in certain ways. He speaks in an awesome way. He doesn't condemn and judge his children. What did Paul say? I'm not judged by no man. God is my judge. Amen. He judge. He'll know you. Look, that's where your personal relationship is. I've had people speak to me and I knew it wasn't God at all. But I'm not going to get in an argument because they're already deceived in the mind. They've been taken captive already. You can't turn them around. All you do is commit them to the Lord and walk away. Let them think whatever they want them to think. But you know what just happened? They just missed God's blessing. They missed their final breakthrough because they weren't in the spirit. They were in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Where did I say to go? Hebrews 11:30. I know it's in here. Are we there yet? Glory. Let's speak it together. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. By what? By faith. They fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Wow. What was that? That was a final breakthrough. Your final breakthrough is not going to come without faith. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1 and verse 6. Final breakthrough. We're getting there. You've already had final breakthroughs in certain things. Amen? Don't neglect those. Look back at those. Man, you know, God brought me to a final breakthrough on this, then he can bring me to another final breakthrough. Let's speak at verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold or cash or investments or anything else, or materialism, that perishes, though it is tested by faith, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Wow. Without faith, no breakthrough. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord when you feel like it. With all your heart. Yes. Lean not on your own what? Oh, man, God's going to do things. When you ask him, he's going to tell you things to do, and it's going to not make no sense to you. But you got to do it if you want a breakthrough. Amen? Don't blame other people because you didn't pray about it. Hallelujah. It's your fault. Well, you told me. It doesn't matter what anybody tells you. You should always confirm it with the Lord. And if you believe that it was from God, then you know it's going to prosper. Trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Carnal heads. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll what? Direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all of your increase. You got increase? Then you're to honor the Lord with it. It's not tithing. It's increase. You got increase? You should bless God with it. So your barns will be what? Filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Well, some people are still dry because they're still hoarding what God has blessed them with. Glory. Without faith, no breakthrough. Stop questioning God. That is called doubt. Oh, Lord, when? How? Trust. Trust. Quit crying to God. Trust him. He knows. Those who cry don't know him. Does everybody get it? I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a time when we cry out to the Lord because we love him. But despair are for those who don't know him. Those who know him, thank him. They cry. They honor God. They worship God. They're joyful. Thank you, Lord, for my trials and tribulations. Why? Because I'm becoming more like you. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Stop questioning God. It is doubt. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking him for wisdom to get direction and counsel correction. Amen? That's different. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. When you are praying with the Lord, he knows your heart. And you're not doing something because you don't want to ask something because you don't want to offend him or look like an idiot, you know. But he knows your heart. I've had him ask me out of nowhere sometimes, because I've been thinking about something, and he would say, do you want vengeance or vindication? And I'd say, vindication. Are you looking for vengeance or are you looking for vindication? Well, you know, vindication pleases God. Vengeance is of the Lord, not us. See, he tests you on these things to see where you're at. He wants to know, will you truly trust him or you trust you? How you look at things, how you hear things. Some people are so doubtful and negative that they hear things differently. And you can't say anything to them because they twist it. So you just, okay, whatever. Why? Because they're not fighting flesh and blood. Those seeds were planted by the enemy. Just like we talked about the three levels. Those seeds are planted by the enemy. Doubt, fear, and unbelief. It's destructive. You got to trust God. Really trust him. People say they trust him, but they really don't. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are we there yet? Hallelujah. Did we do 2 Corinthians 12? Why not? Verse 7, please. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to what? Buffet me. lest I be exalted above measure. Now, Paul was beginning to realize that his flesh was in the way. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sakes. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because Paul went from breakthrough to breakthrough and hit many final breakthroughs. His plan is sufficient. Numbers 13, 26. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them, to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They showed them this huge fruit they brought back. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we see the descendants of Anak, in other words, the giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. So it was inhabited by giants. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take the possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Here is Caleb and Joshua. Yes, let's go kick some butt and get some big fruit, man. Let's go take the land. They're only giants, but God is with us. Who can be against us? There wasn't a doubt with these guys. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Oh, here they are, the weeny ones. There's one or two in every crew. We're not able to do that. We can't defeat them. Why? Because they're living by what they see, not what they hear from God. For they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we are like grasshoppers in our own sight. Not on whose sight? God, not in God's sight. And so we were in their sight. Now, check that out, because that is so powerful. There's a difference between the eyes of faith and the eyes of doubt. The eyes of doubt are always the eyes of fear. Oh, glory. Now, I'm not telling you to run any red lights, because when it's red, amen? And when it's green, it's green. Don't try to make all the lights green, you know, when you're driving. Although I pray, Lord, can you turn all those lights green for me? And it happens. After I realized I'd just been caught by every stinking red light, boom, boom, every block. I'm like, Lord, can you turn this around for me? Matthew 15, verse 1, please. Then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Oh my God, what a sin. I don't know if it's mortal or not, but anyways. Verse 3. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? You follow traditions of men. Why? Because you're still living on what you've learned from humanity instead of what you've learned from me. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift of God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your what? Traditions. See, this is where we got to constantly break off things. We got to stop leaning on ourselves and leaning on what we think how something should be done. We got to wait on the Lord and get revelation. God speaks to us. You know, when I go do things, I wait on the Lord. Lord, show me what you want me to do. I don't usually say, tell me what you want me to do. I usually say, show me what you want me to do. Why? Because he speaks to us in vision. He'll give you a plan. Verse 7. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw nearer to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, or traditions of men. Amen? Carnal and fleshly understanding. And I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Final breakthrough. With no faith, there's no breakthrough. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Amen. Making a mistake is that's not a, not having faith. You may have faith but misunderstood something. So there's a difference. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today and the seed and an impartation. Thank you for bringing us to final breakthroughs. And you've brought us to many final breakthroughs in our life. You've been a good daddy in spite of us. We thank you so very much. So let this word, your seed, grow and bear fruit for your glory in each and every one. And prepare us for the things that are coming in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.